Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Take it away, Julie.
Good morning, everyone. This is a beautiful, beautiful morning here on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. This is Brain Lady Julie, and it is April 20th, the third Wednesday in April. Thank you so much for joining me this morning on the show. I am pleased and honored that you have taken the time to come on with us today. There are so many exciting things that we want to cover today. It's really an interesting topic. But before I get into the topic, we're going to be talking about dealing with depression and how depression is almost becoming an epidemic here in the world today. So I'm going to be talking about that. But before I do, I want to make sure that everybody is comfortable, everybody is ready to receive the information, and that you are connecting with me on all the different outlets that we are on. We're not just on the Lessons in Joyful Living Network and the Brain Lady Speaks radio show, but we're also, you know, on all of the social media platforms and through the website. So I want to make sure that everybody stays in contact with me on those different areas and gives me feedback and ideas for what you want to hear and see on this particular program, because I'm always up to taking suggestions. I am good with that. So be sure to contact me if you want to. Email me at info@brainladyspeaker.com or info@yourbestmindonline.com, my web presence, and we'll explore different things together here on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. All right, so let's get into today's topic. And today's topic is dealing with depression. A huge amount of the population that are dealing with depression. And of course, when you talk about brain science, it's definitely connected to and intricately, you know, interwebbed with the problem of depression. And it's when you look at the figures, currently they feel that just in the United States alone, 14.8 million adults, and this is just adults, these are people over the age of 18, 14.8 million adults are suffering with some form of depression. And it's increasing, because back in 2001, 2002, the American Medical Society said that there were about 5.28% of the population that experienced depression were experiencing, or of the population were experiencing extreme depression. And now, according to the American Medical Association, I'm sorry, the Archives of General Psychiatry, that was printed in 2013 or 2003, that has increased to 6.7% of the American population. So it's continuing to grow. It's definitely something that does well to talk about, especially when we know how much the field of neuroscience is helping us to understand what's going on in the brain of individuals with depression. It's important to understand that the split up in the population, it's women succumb to depression. They feel about 2 to 1 men. So about twice as many women tend to battle with depression as men do. And it's a growing among youths and children as well. According to the Center of Mental Health Services and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, currently 1 in 33 children, that's suffer from depression, and 1 in 8 adolescents. So look at that, how many kids they're showing. This is 1 in 33 children and 1 in 8 adolescents have clinical depression. So it's something that we want to look at, especially when you consider that people with depression are four times as likely to get sick, to have according to some studies, four times as likely to have heart attacks, and a significantly higher risk of death from a second heart attack if you are suffering from major depression. So this is something that we want to talk about. It's something that we want to open the window on, and we want to discuss what is brain science helping us to learn about the causes of depression, the different types of depression, and what you should be doing about it. Now, I want to be sure that at this point in time, everybody understands that I am not giving medical advice on this program. I'm not telling you what you should go out and do, and you know, drop your therapist or drop your doctor and say, I'm just going to do what Brain Lady Julie speaks. I don't want you to do that. I want you to understand that I'm not giving medical advice. I'm just simply sharing the interesting findings coming out of the field of neuroscience here, and how that is helping us to understand more about how we can be proactive in our own individual lives. So it's not just a matter of, yes, go out and seek therapy. We want you to do that, especially if there are very dark thoughts that we don't want you to be having, you know. So definitely seek therapy if you are suffering from depression. And there's nothing wrong with pharmaceutical therapy either. You know, discuss that with your doctor. I'm not saying that this is a bad thing or this is something that you shouldn't follow. What I'm simply trying to present to you on the show, the program today, is how can I personally as an individual become proactive with my own health and with my own mental health and do things in my day-to-day activities that neuroscience has shown to just make you feel better and help you to deal with depression better. So keep that in mind. Don't say, okay, I don't need to go see the doctor or take this pill anymore. No. Just use this as an add-on, as an add value to something that you are already doing. And if you come to the point where you feel you can make adjustments in any pharmacology or anything like that, then that's something you're going to want to discuss with your primary care physician or with any therapist that you are, whose care you are under. So keep that in mind as we go into the topic of today. So we kind of covered, you know, how all of this is growing, how it's really becoming kind of an epidemic. When you think about it, and the cost involved, there's huge costs, obviously, that are connected in treating depression. So what exactly is depression? What are the different types of depression? What's going on in the brain itself of depression, or of individuals who are depressed? Is there something different even in the brain of someone who suffers from depression versus the average Joe walking down the street? And the answer to that question is yes, there is. There is something different, especially when you're talking about the chronic depression. So there's different types of that depression. You know, there are the temporary short-term depressions that may emerge from, you know, situations in your life. Perhaps, you know, you've lost a loved one, you have gone through bankruptcy, you are experiencing marital issues, postpartum depression, which is very connected to hormonal fluxes in a woman after she has given birth. So that's something that you need to consider as well. If these are the type of situation, there's seasonal affective disorder, which is, you know, those individuals who are fine during the days when, or during the seasons where the sun is out most of the time and there's not a lot of cold, gloomy, gray weather. But when those 2 or 3 months, or maybe even more, depending on the location that you live in, where you're just, the person just goes blue, and that's called the season affectiveness disorder. And that's individuals who, seasonal, I should say, affective disorder, this play havoc on the emotions. And some people will just experience that depression, the fatigue, the social withdrawal, the irritability, all of those types of things during those shorter days and long periods of time when they're like cooped up indoors, or there's just not a lot of sunshine. And one of the reasons for that particular disorder, again, goes back to the brain. It has to do with an overabundance of melatonin, actually, in the brain. So understand that what melatonin does is when it starts to get dark, the brain begins to produce melatonin, and this melatonin will make you tired and sleepy, and you get ready to go to sleep and go through your sleep cycles that the brain goes through. Well, for some individuals, their brain is highly sensitive or isn't as highly sensitive to measures of light. And so they have to have the bright light in order for the pineal gland to say, okay, I'm going to stop producing this melatonin, and I'm going to wake the person up. I'm going to make them feel good. Their melatonin continues to produce, and it can really wreak havoc on those, you know, the natural rhythm cycle that our brains have. So that's something to think about too. If you feel that you're suffering from something like seasonal affective disorder, there's lots of things that you can do to be proactive with that specific type of depression as well. So think about, you know, where do I where do I fall into this, you know, into the types of depression? Or maybe it's not you that suffers from depression. Maybe it's somebody, you know, in your close family that you can gain some knowledge and insight and possibly give them, you know, a little bit of help to overcome or deal with this particular disorder. So what happens in the brain? What goes on in the brain? What is actually taking place in the brain? Well, there's a few things. There's a few things. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to discuss in more detail exactly what's happening or what they feel is happening in the brain during times of depression. It's pretty interesting because depression obviously has been noted and studied for many, many years. It goes way back, and I think it was Hippocrates that traced depression. He thought it was the black bile of one of the four humors. We know now that there's a, you know, there's chemical imbalances within the brain that lead to this type of depression, and that there are things that we can do proactively to address that, and as well as through pharmaceuticals, you know, through things like Prozac and other different types of chemical altering drugs that you can take. So we're going to discuss in more detail what the chemically is going on in the brain, what portions of the brain are active or not necessarily very active in the when you are going through periods of depression. And then we're going to get proactive. So we're going to depress you by talking about depression. What's going on in the brain? No, we're not going to depress you. It's very interesting. And then what we're going to do in the second half of the show is we're going to give you some active things that you can do in your day-to-day life. So get comfortable and come back and join me after the break on the Brain Lady Speaks radio program here dealing with depression.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living radio network.
Through decades of study, research, training, and personal experience, Kimberly Rinaldi has found that the answers always exist within. Explore the realm of consciousness, the unconscious mind, creative consciousness, and higher consciousness. Apply the tools you'll take away from these conversations and watch your life begin to unfold in ways that will make you believe in magic if you didn't already. Mind Science and Metaphysics, Mondays 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Lessons in Joyful Living radio network.
Imagine what your life would be like if you could master the thoughts in your head that hold you back, the thoughts that prevent you from living the very best version of the life you're here to live, the very best business that you're here to create. I'd like to invite you to join the Art of Personal Mastery, the free online event that starts the 11th of April, All you have to do to join is to go to www.theartofpersonalmastery.com, enter your name, your email, click get access, and I'll share with you how to join me and 21 leading experts from around the world talking about how to break your bad habits, create powerful new ones, master your mindset and your actions to create the life you're here to live. I'll see you there. www.theartofpersonalmastery.com. I'll see you soon.
Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
All righty, welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. And the topic for today is dealing with depression. So we talked about before the break, we talked in the first segment of the show, just how prevalent it is. As a matter of fact, another book that I incredibly fascinating. It's just simply called The Brain Book by Professor Ken Ashwell. He actually says that he considers it a serious mental illness that is affecting between 20 and 30% of the population at some stage in their life. And we need to pay attention to it because it can be life-threatening for some individuals. So what is really taking place in the brain? What's really going on? It has to do with different portions of the brain. So when you look at the brain, it involves the prefrontal cortex, it involves the parietotemporal area, which these are just, you know, big fancy area, you know, portions of the brain. But just understand that in the depressed brain, certain areas of the brain have very low activity. So it's not functioning the same as, like I said, the average Joe walking down the street. The brain of the person who is depressed actually shows this slower metabolic rate in certain areas of the brain. And they really feel that it involves even more than just these two, because there's many different brain regions that are involved, not just there in the upper cerebral cortex, but the deeper structures of the brain. So what I call down in the action portion of the brain and the emotion portion of the brain, kind of your subconscious, if you will, that include the thalamus, the hypothalamus, the hippocampus, I should say, and the amygdala. The amygdala is very closely connected to emotion. And they may also, according to some research, they may also be implicated in different cases or different types, causes of depression. So there's still obviously a lot of research going on, but it's fascinating and it's very helpful that researchers are able to look at the brain now, and unlike Hippocrates, just blame it on bile, but actually scan the brain and look at the brain and say, okay, wait a minute. There are some areas of the brain that just simply are not functioning in that normal range that we'd like to see them functioning in. And because of that, this individual is experiencing depression, either from moderate or, you know, mild, moderate to severe. And if you are in this situation, if you are a person who is feeling some of these things, some of these symptoms, then, you know, kind of perk your ears up, or you know somebody who's suffering from some of these symptoms, because it's not necessarily something that you need. You don't need to live in a depressed life. You don't need to walk around with the cloud over your head all the time. There are so many proactive steps that we can take that will help us to deal with these situations. If you are some of the symptoms of depression, and maybe you don't, you know, maybe you think, well, I'm not really depressed. I'm just kind of blue. Well, let's look at this. So some of the major symptoms of depression are things like loss of pleasure and in activities that were once considered enjoyable, including, you know, those interpersonal relation activities like sex, frequently feeling guilty, worthless, hopeless, helpless, decreased energy, tiredness. So physically, individuals who are depressed feel a physical cause or symptom to depression, difficulty in thinking, concentrating, making decisions, and remembering. Remember, I said that this frontal cortex is affected by low activity. Well, this is where this prefrontal cortex and frontal cortex, this is where a lot of that thinking, concentrating, making decisions, and remembering, remembering a different portion of the brain. This is where a lot of this takes place. So if you have low activity there based on a neurochemical imbalance in your brain, then it's going to affect your thinking and your concentrating. Not sleeping well. And this can either be sleeping too much or too little. So it can be oversleeping. It can be waking up too early. It can be insomnia, not sleeping well, waking up often during the evening or during the nighttime. It can affect your appetite either for the good or the bad. So either way, it's on the negative side, but it can affect your appetite in the sense that you're eating more as a depressed individual, or maybe you're not eating. Maybe you've got a loss of appetite. Frequent feelings of restlessness, irritability, feeling slowed down. And here's a really serious one that you want to think of: thoughts of suicide or wishing that you were dead, wishing that you weren't around. If these are symptoms that you're suffering from, please, right, as soon as right now, get in contact with your primary care physician and do something about it. Again, there's no need, with all of the access to help that we have, there's no need to sit in this situation in your life and not be happy. So there is something that you can do about it. Sometimes the causes may be even genetic. So if you have a family history of this, there is genetic markers that tend to lead people to being more prone to depression or an over amount of the blues, if you will. And all of this type of thing, they affect the neurotransmitters and the neurotransmitter balance in your brain. And this is ultimately what really is the culprit in different types of depression. I've talked on past shows and gone into a lot of the neuroscience of how you're thinking, what you're thinking in your brain, or in your mind rather, those thoughts, how they affect the actual brain chemistry for the good or for the bad, and then turn around and affect the immune system either for the good or for the bad. So there's undeniable evidence, and you can go back and listen to, I think it's Stress Killing You, or Can Negative Thoughts Damage My Health? I think that was one of the topics that we did on an earlier show in the year. And listen to that, because it's pretty fascinating. I want to focus on being proactive on this show, so I don't want to go into all of that science, but go back and watch that science, or go back and listen to that show and hear some of the scientific proof how what you think in your head, in your mind, has a definite result in the chemistry in your brain. So what we want to do then is, if we have the ability to change our thought process for the positive, then that means in turn, guess what? We can turn around and have create a positive result in our brain chemistry, and therefore a positive result in our emotional state. So we are going to take from this point, now that we've discussed the process, what depression is, how common it is, let's talk about what are some of the proactive steps that we can do to make us feel better. And by the way, these steps, even if you're not suffering from depression, if maybe you've just got a lot of stress on your mind, all of these steps are also very functional, very helpful when we're talking about dealing with stresses or the blues or any of that type of thing. So it's really interesting what is going on in our brains. So let's talk about different tactics, different ways to cope with and deal with depression. The first and primary, when you start doing research on different things and different experts that talk about things that you can do to make yourself feel better, to help you deal with depression, talking about it, just simply verbalizing it, to a confidant, to a friend, to a support group is something that across the board, every single expert suggests. There's something to be said about getting things off your chest. When you keep things inside of you, when you keep negative emotions, negative feelings inside of you, they tend to just kind of ruminate, right? They just keep, it's like this cycle of negative thought, and you're just constantly dwelling on that and dwelling on that and boiling on that and boiling on that. And what it does is it just continues to create more negative emotions in your brain. And that in turn creates a lower, you know, messes with those neurotransmitters even more as you go through depression. So when you're able to talk about it, some psychologists and psychotherapists call it just simply, it's just called talk therapy. Okay. Just simply talk therapy. Being able to express and talk about what you are feeling, what the thoughts are that are going on in your brain. This helps you, just that simple act of talking through one's problem helps you to deal with your depression. It's cognitive therapy. Okay. It's getting patients to mentally reframe their problems in a way that they can put a positive spin on things. We're going to talk about actually physically doing this and what that looks like. But talk therapy boosts the brain's cognitive functions and lowers the emotional tone. So it helps to kind of get your mind off of, takes it away from that ruminating thing, and it gets it to kind of release the steam. So if you're sitting in a pot boiling and the lid's on there tight, that's when you're keeping all of these feelings and all of these emotions to yourself. And that's just, you know, eventually it has the potential to blow in a very damaging way. So doing talk therapy, talking it out with either, you know, a good confidant, a family member, if you have a family member you can rely on. And if you don't feel there's that one individual that you can reach out to in your personal life, then that's where joining a group is very helpful, because it's a neutral situation. These aren't individuals that are going to be judgmental on you. They're not individuals that you were raised with or people that you live with. They're kind of neutral. And that makes it easier sometimes to say things that maybe you would hold back on, maybe that you wouldn't say in front of the people that you know. You know, you can just get it all off. You can take the lid off of that boiling pot and let some of that steam out and start to release some of that emotional stress that is causing your brain to, you know, causing messing with those neurotransmitters. So that's the first step that I want you to really think about doing, is opening up, doing some of this talk therapy. It's called that cognitive therapy that helps you to work through your problems. And you do this by just simply talking with someone about that. I've got several other points that I want to share with you and other tactics that you can do, but we're going to run off to break real quick. So get comfortable, refresh your drink, and join me back after the break on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. From quantum physics to metaphysics, cryptozoology to conspiracy theory, energy healing to angels, on Into the Light Paranormal Radio, we're here to tell you that just because you haven't experienced it doesn't mean it's not real. Each episode, Kitty Janice, Kimberly Rinaldi, and their guests have one goal, and that's to bring another conversation and another bit of consciousness into the light. Into the Light Paranormal Radio, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. We are talking about the topic for today is dealing with depression. So we've gone over the significant increase in individuals dealing with depression, kind of just touched on the surface of what's kind of happening in your brain. So you understand that it is a brain chemistry type of a thing that you're dealing with. And then started talking about how can you be proactive, being proactive by first off talking, getting it off your chest, taking the lid off of that boiling pot, so to speak, to try to release some of those negative emotions. So let's go on to some other steps that you can take. And there are so many. And I actually have a program that's called Change Your Mind, 21 Habits for a Healthier, Happier Mindset and Life. And in that, each of those 21 steps that I or habits that I try to teach people leads you to develop a more positive brain chemistry. And when you have a more positive brain chemistry, it helps you in dealing with depression. It's not a program that is specifically focused on depression, but each and every one of those steps are ones that can help you in dealing with that while you're creating this very positive mindset, which is very helpful in and of itself in dealing with depression. So that's something you might want to contact me about, my Change Your Mind 21 Habits program. It's pretty fun. It's a fun one. But in that program, one of the things that I talk about is some studies that have been done on this altering of the brain chemistry in a positive way. And there was a Swedish study that was done that demonstrated how much humor improves the quality of life. See, the brain, in this study, they say that the brain is like a natural pharmacy. So when you're talking about this neurochemical imbalance in your brain, and this is why things like Prozac and Paxil and these different, pharmaceuticals, what they are doing is they're altering the brain chemistry to help your brain manage with the depression or balance that out so that you don't experience the symptoms of depression. Well, the brain itself is like a natural pharmacy. So if we can do things in our day-to-day activity that will naturally release endorphins and what they call enkephalins, if I pronounce that correctly, if we can do things, it's just a brain secretion that's similar to endorphins is what that is. It's enkephalins. When we can do this, if there are literally physically active things that we can do or mental exercises that we can do that engages our brain's natural pharmacy, well, hey, guess what? We're going to feel even better yet. And in the past, I've talked about how doing this is going to help you deal with stress. I've also talked about how that it is a natural painkiller and analgesic in the body. I think earlier in one of the shows, I talked about a study that they did with surgery patients, knee surgery patients, and how much they pressed the pain button for the groups that were watching comedies and the groups that weren't. It's a pretty interesting study. It's a fun study. It was done by a gentleman named Lars, and I can't even begin to pronounce his last name. It's LJUNGDAHL. And he wrote an article in the Journal of American Medical Association back in 1989. And he said, laugh if this is a joke is the title of it. But anyways, it's a very interesting studies that were done on that. And I can give you more details. If you want more details, email me info@brainladyspeaker.com and we'll get you more details. But the point is that we're talking about laughter here. So the brain is like a natural pharmacy. If we can do things that will release the endorphins naturally into our brain, then that's going to help us with our overall brain chemistry in our overall brain health, which is going to help us deal with depression. Stanford Medical School has been doing, in their department of psychiatry, Dr. William Fry, who works there, he has been doing research on this, and he compares laughter to physical exercise. He said that 20 seconds of laughter is the equivalent to a 3 to 5 minutes of strenuous rowing. Did you get that? 20 seconds. So, hey, maybe this will be a good, you know, cardiovascular workout, and you can break your, instead of having to do 30 minutes, you can like reduce it dramatically. Oh, I just laughed for 10 minutes and then that cuts my workout into a third. No, seriously, this is what it does for the brain. It's not necessarily what it does for your calorie burning effect, but what it does in terms of the brain chemistry, because we know that physical exercise, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute, is something that's beneficial for dealing with depression. But laughter. So I really encourage individuals, do anything. I love YouTube. I think YouTube is one of the greatest inventions. It can also be a great waste of time, depending on what's going on, right? You kind of get drawn into that. But pick a few of your favorite, do some research, take an afternoon, take an hour off, do some research on YouTube, and find your favorite YouTube channels, or look up your favorite comedies and mark those pages, and then go through and just watch some of those. I like some of the old sitcoms. I like some of the old variety shows. Carol Burnett has some amazing clips on YouTube and what she did. It just has you, I will watch the exact same clip 10 times and it will make me belly laugh every single time. it's hilarious. So find that and start your day off with that. What you do first thing in the morning when you get up, and what you do the last thing at night when you go to bed, before you go to bed, those are the two things that are going to affect your brain the greatest in terms of altering your mindset, altering your way of thinking. So start off the morning by watching a 2 to 3 to 5 minute video clip. It's not that big of a part of your day that's going to make you laugh, because right then and there, you are starting off the day by creating a positive change in the neurotransmitters in your brain, and you're releasing those endorphins, and that's going to help you all the way around. It's not just going to help you deal with your depression, but it's also going to help you with your health. It'll actually increase your productivity of white blood cells in your immune system. So that's a really, really, really great thing to do. Start off by laughing. Get the laughter in there. So the key is being proactive, right? Doing things that are going to actively involve you doing something that is going to change that brain chemistry for the better. So laughter. Get a lot of laughter in there, okay? Do your best to create as many positive thoughts as you can. So again, pardon me, first and last thing in the day, I have on my desk at least a half a dozen, no, more than that. I've got to have probably pushing a dozen books that range in size from small to large that have positive quotes of dynamic individuals or positive thoughts, you know, just something to set your mind into a positive way of thinking. I have those all over the place in my office. And I will oftentimes start my day off that way, just reading a positive thought. I've got plaques on my wall that are full of positive thoughts. I post a lot of Positive Thought Monday things on my Brain Lady Speaker page on Facebook. It's actually Purple Brain Lady, Julie Anderson, Purple Brain Lady is my fan page on Facebook. And I'm always posting these positive thoughts. And there's a lot of positive thoughts that float around Facebook as well. Start your morning off with creating plenty of these positive thoughts. So always read something positive. Get fun with it. Buy, you know, cute little stick'em notes and put stick'em notes all over your house where you're constantly being fed. Your brain is constantly being fed the positive, because this, again, it's going to help you think more happy thoughts. Okay, this is a good thing. This is a good thing. And then switch up those stick 'em notes every now and then. Read something positive before you go to bed at night. All of those types of things are going to help you to start thinking, and it'll help you deal with the depression. Another step that you want to do is you want to monitor your self-talk. So you want to think about what is going on in your brain. What are you thinking in those moments that you are depressed? And this is where that talk therapy, as you know, being in a group or talking with a friend, they can help you to bounce these thoughts off your mind, off of your, you know, give you something to bounce off of so that you're not ruminating and you're not thinking in that negative film or that negative way for so long. But really do your own monitoring as well. Actually write down the things that you are thinking. Keep a diary, keep a journal, write down the things that you are thinking. And then for every negative that you write down, I want you to do a practice of where you reframe that into a positive. So write down what you're thinking that's bothering you, that's depressing you, and then flip it over and say, how can I turn this into a positive? For example, a lot of individuals who suffer from depression, they're very negative about themselves. I can't do this. Why am I like this? What is wrong with me? I'm stupid. I'm this. I'm that, right? If you have these thoughts going through your head, I want you to write it down, and then I want you to think about how can you flip this. So let's say, for example, I'm thinking, I can't get anything accomplished. What's wrong with me? There's something wrong with me. I want you to take that thought and I want you to change it. Instead of saying, I can't get anything accomplished. What's wrong with me? You can say, I have such a full life. It's so awesome that I never have to worry about getting bored. You see how that works? You're taking a negative thought and you're looking at you're putting a positive spin on it. So whenever you're having, monitor your self-talk. Oftentimes when you're depressed, you're very down about yourself. So monitor your self-talk. That's the next step that I want you to take. And I want you to physically write that down and then flip it over. Turn it into a positive. Draw the silver lining around it. This show is flying by fast, so we are getting ready to go to another break. I want you to think about that utilizing that in your day-to-day schedule, and get up, get a drink, and join me back after the break on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Being in a bad marriage or relationship can make your life miserable. But staying in a bad marriage or relationship is not only miserable, but it should be unacceptable. Join relationship coach Lindsay Ellison each week for her new show, Start Over, Find Happiness, where she gives expert advice on all things divorce and breaking up, dating after divorce, good sex, bad sex, the importance of self-love, setting boundaries, how to find love again, loving toxic partners, as well as Lindsay's own journey of divorce and rediscovery that has inspired millions of women around the world. You can also sign up for her coaching program, Thrive, which helps anyone navigate through the disparity of breaking up and starting a new journey. Join Lindsay Ellison every Monday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Go to lindsayellison.com for more information. Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio program. This is the last segment of our April 20th broadcast. And let's see how much we can manage to get pulled in, because there's so many more steps, so many more things that you can do, and great brain science that I'm going to share with something, a physical activity that you can do that I want you to think about. But a couple of the things that I want you, so let's go through these steps. All right. We talked about monitoring our self-talk. We talked about writing that down. We talked about telling a friend, talking it out, joining a group. Another great thing to do is to really realize that it's not all about you and do something for somebody else. So volunteer, get involved in community outreach. When we are down, when we are depressed, we tend to just simply be inner focused. So we're always thinking about ourselves. And that just makes the situation become worse. But when we redirect our thoughts to other people and what they're experiencing, sometimes that's very helpful in stopping us from obsessing about our individual problems. So get involved in a volunteer group. Maybe serve on the board for a nonprofit. Is there a particular cause or a particular nonprofit group in the area or in your region, or even that you can connect with online, that you are passionate about being involved with? Get involved with those. Are you good with animals? Dogs, rescuing, working with animals is great therapy for the brain. You know, get involved in something like that, something that's going to help you get outside of yourself. Just stop thinking about you. Maybe find someone who could use mentoring in an area that you are gifted in. When you're depressed, you're down about yourself, right? We talked about that before break. When you are mentoring someone in an area that you're gifted in, you know, how does that make you feel? It makes you feel great because you're helping somebody else. You're training something else. You're someone else. You're helping them to pursue something that they're passionate about. So it's a great way to do that. So remember, it's not all about you. Get active about getting out of your own self. Okay. Something else that I think is incredibly interesting when you're talking about brain science, getting back to the brain, is recalling the good times. I have this little thing that I've posted a few times, this little picture that I've posted a few times on Facebook that says, "We didn't realize we were making memories. We were just having fun." And what is great is that you can actually alter your brain chemistry by recalling the good times. They did studies, and it was so fascinating. They scanned the brain of someone when they were recalling a positive memory, something that good happened, you know, the birth of a child, a great vacation, a, you know, wonderful play that they went and saw, whatever it was, a good memory. And in their brain, it has the same chemical reaction as when a person first experiences that initial positive, happy, healthy thing. So you can actually make your brain be happy when you are recalling happy events that happened in your life. So when you get into that really down time, you know, you're really depressed, think about something, grab out your photo album, think about or view something that was amazing, that you enjoyed, that you did, that was fun, that raised the endorphins in your brain. And guess what? You will be raising the endorphins in your brain yet again, just by doing that. Okay. Now let's talk about some physical things that we can do. Okay. Physical things that we can do. Sleep is huge. It is estimated that at least 60% of the people in the United States do not get enough sleep every night. When you are not getting enough sleep every night, your brain is not able to go through its natural sleep cycle. It's not able to do all of the things that it needs to do to wake up refreshed the next morning. And if you are a person that is genetically, you know, tends to be depressed, or a person who's dealing with depression, not getting enough sleep can be very hazardous. And we talked about that depression, it's kind of a catch-22, because depression itself can cause sleep disorders. So you have to really focus on being proactive and taking steps that will help you to get enough sleep. because this is going to help your brain, help your brain to reboot. This is the defrag time for your brain. This is when your brain, goes through things that it needs to go through. According to research done at the Sleep Disorders Health Center in the U.S., the same brain chemicals involved in the sleep-wake cycle are also involved in mood and energy concentration. So if you're not getting enough sleep, then it can possibly lead to depression, and then depression can cause you to not get enough sleep. And again, if you have chronic problems with this, talk to your primary care physician. There's different things. We're not going to go into the different things that can enhance your sleep today. We don't have time on the show. There are things that you can do that will help improve your sleep, your quality of sleep. But right now, just know that that is a crucial thing that's going, one of those steps that's going to help you in dealing with depression. Okay. Getting out and getting some sun. Okay. On one of the, that's another step. On one of my back programs, I talked a lot about what is, how sunlight has a positive effect on brain chemistry. It actually boosts serotonin. Researchers from the Baker Heart Research Institute in Melbourne found that the levels of serotonin, this is a neurotransmitter that regulates appetite, sleep, memory, and mood, are lower during winter than in summer. That's why some individuals suffer from SAD, right? From the sleep affective disorder. Seasonal affective disorder. And the research team noted that the only factor that affected participants' mood, that just only one fact, okay, I'm having trouble getting this out, that there is one simple factor that can affect a participant's mood, and that is if they're just giving an extra amount of sunlight every day. More sunlight meant better moods, less sunlight led to symptoms of depression. So get out in the sun. Sometimes just standing in the sun for a few minutes is helpful. And this leads me to, we're going to keep moving here. I know I'm talking kind of fast and moving kind of fast, but I want to get into some recent research that's been done on hiking. Okay. So we talked about the sunlight, and now let's talk about taking that one step further and going out and hiking. It actually changes our brain chemistry. Okay. When you are suffering, again, when you are suffering from depression, you ruminate in this. And yet when you're out hiking, you're out walking, you're out getting that exercise, it's working in several different ways in your brain. Most people who find themselves, consumed with negative thoughts and depression, if they go out and they just simply walk in nature, so it's different because they did studies in an urban environment and the brain related to people who walked in nature. But getting out in nature helps to reduce depression. An article published in the Proceedings of the Natural Academy of Sciences found that spending time in nature decreases obsessive negative thoughts by a significant margin. The researchers compared the reported rumination of negative thoughts or depression participants with those who hiked either in urban or natural developments. They found that those who walked for 90 minutes in a natural environment reported lower levels of this depression and had reduced neural activity in the areas of the brain that causes stress and anxiety, and mental illness. So, and those who walked, however, those who walked in an urban environment did not receive the same thing. So the same benefits. So the key is that you want to be walking in nature. If you live in a city, if you're listening to this and you're saying, oh, well, great, Julie, that does me a lot of help. I live in a high rise in the middle of the city. Find a park, find the nearest park that has trees. Okay. That has a lot of nature in it and that is surrounded by nature sounds. And that is going to be where you will want to be doing your exercise or be doing your your walking. And we are getting so close to the end of the show today. I'm going to have to wrap this up. I think I'm going to come back to this. I'll come back to this on a future show and just talk about the benefits of being out in nature to your brain and what brain science is showing us about that, because that is, it's just that this latest research, I think, is just fascinating. I mean, it affects the brain and your hippocampus. It affects the brain and your prefrontal cortex. It affects the brain and the amygdala. Lots of exciting stuff that neuroscience is helping us. This is why I love the science behind the psychology of what we can do, what's going on in our day-to-day life, everything from what we think in our mind and to the chemistry in our brain. It's just amazing, super fascinating stuff. So I hope that this program has been helpful to you today. I hope that there have been some very key things that maybe you can do. You know, talk to people, join a group, do some volunteering, get some exercise, get some good sleep, get out in nature, breathe fresh air. It's going to help you in dealing with depression. And if you want more information on my Change Your Mind 21 Habits to Create a Healthier, Happier Life Mindset and Life, contact me. I will put a link on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show page, brainladyspeaksradioshow.com. That is on the Living Lessons in the Joyful Living Network. I'll put a link there that will go to that program, the page on my website on that program. Or contact me, info at brainladyspeaker.com or info@yourbestmind.com. Contact me, give me your feedback, ask me your questions. If there's information on some of the research that you want more details on, I'll try to get that to you, or I'll have my assistant get that to you, and we'll connect. Connect with me on social media. Join me on Facebook. I always post positive things on there. I am at Brain Lady on Twitter. And continue to follow me. We're on iTunes now, too, so you can download all of that and follow the show on iTunes if you're not following it on the Lessons in Joyful Living Network. And until next week, I want everyone to just really think about being as positive as they can. Get outside, take a deep breath, think those positive thoughts every night before you go to bed, every morning before you wake up, and just enjoy every moment of your life. So until next week, have a great week, have a great weekend, and thank you so much for joining me on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, every week, she is here to bring that change to you. Julie often tells people that their greatest asset is not their stock portfolio, not their real estate holdings, or even their retirement account. No, it's what you were naturally born with, your brain. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, the sky is never the limit. As a matter of fact, there is no limit. Be sure to tune in every week to Brain Lady Speaks, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. See you next time, everybody.